I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I used to be a science major until my dreams were crushed by Gavin.
I'm saving the planet.
106.5 The End.
Katie's mad at us this morning. Katie, why are you upset?
Because one of you a-holes told my husband to grow a quarantine beard. And I want to know who it is.
How do you... That's mean.
I want to know which one... Because he wouldn't have come up with this on his own.
How do you know that?
He's had facial hair one time in the 14 years we've been together.
What did he have? Oh, a goatee.
He had a goatee.
That's right. I remember that.
And now he's going full... I'm talking... caveman beer.
Okay, and now he works for the state.
Yes.
You probably know him if you work for the state.
Right, mm-hmm. His name is Mike.
And he was told that he could work from home. How long ago was that?
Over a week ago.
Over a week ago, he was told to work from home, so no one sees him anymore.
Correct.
So,
except for me and our children.
Okay, now let's talk about, because he is Italian.
Very.
And he is hairy.
Very.
And I imagine he can grow facial hair quickly and beautifully.
Yeah.
I mean, he grows facial hair quickly.
Is there a picture? Can we see?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm actually kind of curious what he can produce in a week.
So I think that this has only been a couple days.
Oh, this picture?
Yeah.
Because this just looks like I've been camping stubble.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's...
long weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think he... he didn't start the quarantine beard as soon as he started working from home.
Right.
He started it, I want to say, Saturday.
So, did he announce, like, in a proclamation,
mm-hmm.
I am growing a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Good for him. Good for him.
No.
Let him do what he wants.
Let him do what he wants. Listen, we're all suffering right now.
Right.
And
why make me suffer more than...
How does it make you suffer?
It's unsightly.
Right now.
I'm going to tell you guys something.
It's in transition.
If this beard gets to the point where when we are making love, it touches me, I'm going to be outraged.
Well, don't kiss him.
Okay, but even if... I'm just saying, if that thing... touches my naked body, it's all down to... he can quarantine himself.
You are
fair.
You are a mean wife.
Yeah.
And the text messages are pouring
okay.
in
yeah.
saying
they're
so.
They're not. They're not.
What if he grows a real long beard and then gets real fun with it?
Oh, yeah.
What if he starts, like, beating it up?
Mm-hmm.
Like
okay.
like he can put, like, Rastafarian beads in it?
You want to borrow my flat beard iron?
Absolutely.
He could flat
yeah,
iron
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it'll look good.
He's not a fun guy.
Or what if he grows it out and it gets to a puffy point, and then we clipper up the sides, and, like, that can be... we could give him, like, a one or a two on the sides, but
mm-hmm.
let the front grow real long, like everybody... and then everybody will think he owns a motorcycle or something.
Right.
You know?
Okay, he wears jeans from Costco and promotional t-shirts that we get sent here for free. Nobody's going to look at him and say, he's a chopper guy.
Mm.
I mean, I do miss my beard.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
but
the
it,
only one.
But it was one of those things, I just had to make a change, right?
Yeah.
Gavin's been growing in, but he's been really making the mustache stand out, which I love.
Thank you. I mean, I am getting to the point where I'm starting to get a little stir crazy, and we still have weeks to go.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I at one point, I think I'm going to buckle down and just rock a mustache for a while.
I like that.
I might even shave my head because...
Gavin, okay. don't do that.
Well, that's a whole thing that Rain and I were talking about yesterday. Like, if you needed but put off getting a haircut right before this, what are you going to do now?
Oh,
and
it.
Then when I said that, this is off the air, when I said that, I didn't know I was talking to a victim of that right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's been wearing hats so much.
Yeah.
I told my husband, well, I asked him, do I need to learn to cut your hair?
That is acceptable, but he can't grow
right.
a beard?
No. For him, do I need
you
to...
would, hold on. You would, for the first time in your life, cut your husband's hair, I'm sure poorly.
Well, I would watch a video.
Is that all it takes?
No.
You hear that, barbers? Why'd you go to school, dummies?
I'm not saying it would be good. I would only I wouldn't do it for myself. But I'd be doing it for him.
You would give him a janky haircut, janky YouTube haircut, but not let him grow a gorgeous beard?
You are doing this at him.
Okay.
If I saw him wearing baggy Costco jeans, a shirt promoting the movie The Invisible Man, a janky HGTV haircut and a big gorgeous beard, I would call the police because his captive is somewhere around
so
the vicinity.
So you're saying he's a victim?
Yes. He's been a victim.
I only asked if I need to learn to cut his hair in case he wanted his hair cut.
To circle back to how this whole thing started, Rain, I'll speak for myself. I didn't tell him to grow a beard. Did you?
I did not.
But I will tell him, don't let her near your head with scissors.
Right.